Wave Radio.
Hey there, faithful listener. This is John David Stewart, and I'm here with Hannah Wise, Luke Humphrey, and Lindsay Bender. How y'all doing today?
Hey.
Good.
Good.
How's it
going? We're going to be talking about freshman year. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a big topic for all of us in college as we go from freshman to senior. And Luke and Lindsay, they really have some good insights on what it is to be a freshman and how to adapt to college and what it's like being a senior and influencing the freshmen. So first off, could you tell us what your favorite embarrassing story from freshman year is?
Okay, so I will just go ahead and make a disclaimer. I should be embarrassed majority of the time, but I'm just not. I don't get embarrassed very easy. But I do have a story of the night that I felt the most awkward. Like, I just felt so awkward, just so internally. It was one night where my two friends that I had, it was the second week of school, I had two friends, and they were both busy. And so I was like, okay, well, I don't have anything to do. I don't have any homework. Like, I need to go do something. So I'm like, okay, well, I know people go to the GAC. So, like, I'm going to go to the GAC. I'm just going to show up, literally just by myself. So I walk into the GAC terrified, one. Two, just walking in, not knowing anybody, and just, like, I see somebody that I kind of know, and I, like, go up to them, and I'm like, hey, like, can I sit here? They were sitting on a bleacher watching a game. And they're like, yeah, sure. And so, like, I sit down, and I was like, oh, no. So I'm sitting there, and they're just, like, really talking to their friends. Like, they're just super into, like, talking to other people, and I'm just sitting there like, oh, I like feel so awkward right now. Like, this is so, like, I was just like sitting on the outskirts, just like being like, oh, I don't know what to do. And so I'm like, okay, well, I've been sitting here for a while, and then somebody else came up to the girl that I was sitting next to and was like, hey, like, come over here to like this thing. And so like she leaves, and so I'm sitting with like not even my friends, and I'm like, okay, this is great. And so I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna like pretend to go to the bathroom and then just leave. And so I like, which I don't know why I had to pretend to go to the bathroom, I just left. But I get up and I go like walk around the other just side of the GAC, and I go to the bathroom, and I'm like, okay, Lindsay, like I'm sitting in there just like gaining like courage to like leave. Which like at this point nobody knows that I'm there. Like, it's just not a problem. And so then I'm leaving, and I walk by this huge group of people that I did know, but like they didn't even see me. And so I just like kind of walked slowly, like hoping that somebody would see me and be like, oh, hey, Lindsay. But then nobody did that. And so I was just like, oh, okay. So I just like keep on walking and like pretend, I don't know, that I was busy doing something and like had somewhere to go. And then I just left. And that was just the night that I felt the most awkward.
I feel like the escape plan is always the most awkward part too, because you're like, do I just walk out?
Yeah.
Or do I just be like, bye? Like,
exactly. But like, there's nobody that I needed to say bye to.
Yeah, so you spend just as much thinking like, how do I get out of this? Yeah. As you do feeling awkward.
But you know, literally nobody else remembers that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. What about you, Luke? You got something?
I am the same as Lindsay. I don't really get embarrassed that often. Like she said, I should be embarrassed way more often, but I just don't. But something that I do, that I did probably every day freshman year, and I still continue to do, is the classic waving at someone that you think either sees you or you think is someone else, and they just don't wave, or they do wave, and you're both confused, like, who the other one is. I can tell you, like, two times that happened today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not just a freshman year thing.
Yeah, that's not just a freshman year thing, but it definitely started freshman year. So just know that it's going to keep being like that.
Yeah. You'd rather be that way than just ignore everybody.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Because I think I was, freshman year, I kind of just kept my head down and, like,
yeah.
People would play. And like,
I was going to say, like, my freshman year, I was, like, always safe than sorry. But really, truly, if you wave, like, at least you seem like a nice person.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to be kind. And smiling back is going to make somebody else's day.
Yes. So just good. Even if it's awkward, people still enjoy awkward sometimes.
Yeah.
You got a story?
Mine, I don't have any, like, good stories, except for just, I was thinking of the simple freshman year things. I remember, it was, like, my first week, and I got pizza in the calf every single meal the whole week. I did not eat pizza again, I think, 2 weeks after I came, because I ate it every single meal. So I was so scared to go to somewhere else. In fact, one of my friends decided to just go up and ask somebody where a certain line was, because they heard they had the, like, sandwich line or whatever. Mm-hmm. And someone was like, oh, you're a freshman. And I was like, I'm never doing it. So I just ate pizza until I navigated the gap.
That's hilarious.
That is so funny.
Let's see. My story begins with, you should know that I really hate to miss school. And I will do pretty much anything not to miss school. So I wake up one day, freshman year, and this is back when I'm a civil engineering major. So I had 7:45 a.m. calculus, and it was a long time ago. And I wake up, and you know when you wake up, you just know that you are sick. You're like, I am ill. I should not get out of bed. But I got out of bed, and I went to calculus, and I suffered through it. And then by the end of class, I was like, I got to go. And so like I went to the bathroom, and I was just like, sweating, and I did not know what was wrong with me. And then I like was like, I'm just gonna leave and like leave all my stuff in the room and just get outside because I was just so hot. And
you
so
sick.
I know.
Yeah.
I made it to, I don't know if you know the science building very well, but that little like breezeway on the side, I made it to there.
Oh,
and I'm opening the door to get into the breezeway to go outside, and I see some friends down the hall. And they're like, hey, John David.
Oh,
and I look at them, and I like start to wave, and then my knees buckled.
Oh, no.
And I just like fell on the ground and passed out.
Oh, my.
But I had the sense of mind to grab my glasses and like lay them down next to me as I fell. Because I did not want to break my glasses, obviously. And the next thing I know, I'm being like propped up and like water is like entering my mouth and like
oh my
friends
goodness.
Are all around me. There's like some teachers around me. I was out for like a second or two, but it was just, it was so bizarre. And then right then like the bell rang and so then people are changing classes and people are trying to get in the breezeway and they're like, there's this freshman kid that's passed out. And public safety had to come and like escort me to the nurse. It was awful. They ended up saying, they're like, yeah, you had some sort of 24-hour bug. I mean, this happens all the time, you know. I'm just like, I've never seen anybody else.
Yeah,
in this
I
way.
Think most people would have stayed home.
Probably.
Yeah.
So that's a valuable lesson.
Yes.
If you are ill, do not go outside.
Is it better or worse that your friends found you first?
It's better.
Okay.
It's definitely better.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like later on, people did. They'd be like, hey, you were the kid that was laying in the hallway. But I don't think anyone remembers that now. It's just funny to reflect on.
Yeah.
Now that is a story.
That is quite a story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And transitioning to the next question, what decision did you make that during freshman year that you can still see the effects of today? Mine was changing my major and getting out of the science building.
It just gave you so much trauma. And, in that
exactly. I have not passed out since. Here in the Reynolds, it's a lovely place to be. But yeah, I've changed my major 3 times. It's my 4th major. I think I'm going to stick with it. But definitely, if I was still over in the science department, I would not be sitting here today. So that's a pretty big life changer. Luke, do you have any freshman decisions that you still find the effects of today?
Yes. I'm just going to start off by saying something really broad, and then I'll just dive in. So just doing as much as I could freshman year and just accepting what came to me, that really affected a lot of the things I'm involved in now. So, like, for example, one of the bigger things is I did not get into my first choice of clubs freshman year, and so I just went with my second choice. I really did not want to do it at all, but I've grown in that club, I've loved in that club, and it's just been a great 4 years with that club, and I just don't see myself anywhere else, really. And let's see what else. I changed my major freshman year. That's something that I thought was really small at the time, but now I'm just flying with it, and I just can see a whole lot more in that world that I would like to do. So, just lots of stuff like that.
But what's your major?
It was just communication studies. I know it's not a big jump from comm studies to public relations, but to me, it felt like a big jump.
Oh, no,
and
definitely.
I think I can definitely see the differences between those 2 majors pretty drastically.
Yeah.
So, but now that I'm in public relations, I can just see a whole new world.
Okay, I guess for me, definitely along the same lines as Luke, just like, you know, staying out till curfew, which to me is crazy now, but like doing that, like I really formed some relationships that were crucial in my time at Harding and just like getting me to where I am now. One thing though that I was blessed with was that my brother was here before I was. And so he had an extra semester, so we had 1 semester that overlapped where he was here and I was starting my freshman year. And one thing that, and I don't really know how much of a decision it was because he was kind of like, we're getting coffee every week, but which was very good. And I think just letting him invest in me as much as he did really like helped me see what community looks like and how to invest in the community. And so later, whenever I did get involved with clubs and like other things, I was able to know what that looked like because I let my brother invest in me. And so, yeah, it's just kind of a sweet thing.
That is really sweet. Yeah. My things all involve like getting involved as well. Mm-hmm. Things that like all of them I was very nervous about and almost didn't even want to do, but mm-hmm. just doing those things to get involved, going abroad mm-hmm. changed my life. My best friends are from going abroad, and it's just like completely changed my whole outlook. Joining student publications gave me a whole new group of friends, and joining, you know, a social club mm-hmm. was just great. All things that at the time weren't like ideal in my head and like the way I had planned it and all that kind of stuff, but just choosing to do things that I was nervous about mm-hmm. it like just totally affected my entire college time.
Yeah, so you listed several things you're involved in.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that was like, you know, before freshman or after freshman year.
Yeah.
Is there something specifically that you miss most about freshman year before you were so committed?
I don't know. I think it was those late nights mm-hmm. because it was not as much like as commitment to things like, mm-hmm. you know, student publications or PKD meetings or anything like that. But it was like, you know, we would choose to go on rides, you know, just ride through Searcy and hang out with friends and go just sit at Sonic because at that time we weren't as plugged in, and I love being plugged in. But mm-hmm. it was just a lot more time with like the people that were in my dorm and those late nights where we talk about anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Back when I was a kid.
Yeah. When there was just a lot of time to where you didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna say too. Mm-hmm. Just like older people would tell me, like, just enjoy all the free time you have because you're not gonna have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't really notice it, me getting so busy, until mm-hmm. just like recently I looked back and I was like, I'm really busy.
Yeah.
It's been that way since sophomore year. But, you know, I think that's part of that comes with maturity because, mm-hmm. like you said, freshman year, you're like, I have to stay up every waking moment I can.
Oh, curfew at 12, I'll come back at 12:01.
Exactly. Exactly. But that's just like kind of a growth stage that you have mm-hmm. to go through, I think, as a freshman, and just finding who your friends are and who you want to spend your time with and mm-hmm. trying to prioritize things like physical and mental health. And
mm-hmm.
it's a struggle that we all have to go through.
Okay.
Also the excitement of freshman year. Like literally everything was exciting.
Yeah.
And that's so true.
Everyone was so cool. Like everyone that was older than you was so cool. Mm-hmm. And now we're in that position.
Yeah.
And don't feel really as cool as the other people seem.
Not even close.
And like I just remember watching, like mm-hmm. watching everybody that was older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I don't think about much now.
Yeah.
Like everyone that's watching you.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I don't think about that.
Yeah. And I remember just being intimidated by them. Just being like, oh my goodness, like you're so cool. Yeah. You know, and it's just like everybody's cool.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just like it's just not a thing. I think something that I miss the most is like the excuse of not knowing things. You know? Like you could like at freshman year you could get just do anything. Like, I didn't know, like, I'm a freshman, you know? And, like, not even in a bad way, like, in a very pure way where it's just, like, I, like, didn't know that I was doing this thing wrong because I'm a freshman, you know? And it's, like, nobody expects you to know things. But, like, now being a senior, it's kind of like, okay, you're the one who knows how this goes. So, like, people ask you questions about how something happens or, like, things like that. And so it's just kind of like, I like the days where nobody thought that I knew anything, you know?
And
all this pressure.
Yeah. One thing that nobody knows is what to bring to college. Everybody brings way too much stuff freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of like the most unique thing that you brought or just something that you brought freshman year that you did not bring back after that?
So this is just probably just me, but I just didn't bring back my fridge or my microwave. I know that's like a very crucial thing for a lot of people, but I'm sorry. I just never did. I am just very good at eating the calf or the stew.
Yeah.
I'm not the best at, like, eating in my dorm room or, like, buying snacks or food and stuff like that. But on a sillier note, freshman year, I just brought a lot of, quote, costumes. Just, like, stuff that I thought.
What?
Just, like, growing up, I had heard, you know, college is full of, like, mixers and functions and this and that. And I was just like, I don't know what any of that means, but I need costumes. So I just brought as many costumes as I could. I just thought I would need it all the time.
Did you buy the costumes or did you already?
I had a lot of them.
Okay.
I was the opposite of that. I was like, after high school, there was no more like themed football nights kind of thing. So I didn't have like any of that stuff. And then we had mixers and I was like, it's not over. I still need all of that bright pink, you know, highlighter shirt and that Hawaiian, you know.
That's so funny.
So, like, for example, I had this hot dog costume.
Oh, my God.
That I wore all the time senior year. I thought it was the coolest, funniest thing ever. And then I brought it to college freshman year, and I kept trying to find excuses to wear it, but I just could not find any excuses to wear it.
Oh, that's so sad.
You don't need an excuse,
Luke.
You can just create an excuse.
So I have not brought it back since freshman year.
Oh, man.
Maybe fall break, I'll go back again.
Yeah, please. I'm along the same lines, though. My roommate and I, freshman year, like, never used our microwave. Mm-hmm. And after Christmas.
Kind of a guy thing.
I use mine all the time.
Yeah. Well, I don't eat microwave popcorn, so, like, that's just, like, the main thing you would eat. But we didn't even plug it in, like, coming back from Christmas. And so, like, it was just like, we're not going to bring it back. But the fridge, I did bring the fridge back.
Yeah, I kind of wish I had a fridge right now, so I'll be honest about
that. I need some cold water. What about you girls? Is there some...
I feel like mine's boring. Like, just, I wish that I had all these costumes that I brought, but I didn't. But I will say that I do now currently have a costume box of things that I've acquired over the years, but that's besides the point. I feel like the things that I didn't bring back were very generic, like my iron and my ironing board. Oh my goodness, never used that.
Yeah.
I had a body pillow. Okay, I will say this. I have never liked body pillows. But whenever I was, like, getting ready to come to college, I was like, yeah, like, body pillows. Like, that's just like what you have in your dorm. Like, you just have to have one. So, like, I literally got one and a cute case to get, like, go over it. And I hated it. I hated it the whole time. And I said, I don't know why I thought that I needed this. I've never liked these. Yeah. And so I just still, yeah.
Mine, it sounds so extra and silly now when I think about it because I'm so not like this now. But we, like, had to coordinate all of our stuff and, like, our bedding and coordinate our decorations and like the dumbest things. Like, we had to have a toothbrush holder and a soap holder.
Yes.
Like, dumb things that in no way I need now. Like,
exactly.
Throw it in the drawer.
We were just lucky if we had any soap at all. That's just real.
Oh, my word.
What's the craziest thing you guys did to save money freshman year?
I don't think that I'm good at saving money.
No. You blew it all.
I think I will say this. I mean, but this isn't crazy. I just like would probably go like 2 weeks or so without buying anything and just like eating a calf.
Yeah.
Always.
I wouldn't consider this crazy unless, I don't know, you might think it's crazy. I found a cool job where I realized I could use their resources and save money. So let me expound on that. So I decided to work for Aramark. I worked concessions for basketball games and baseball and softball games. And I did that because I knew that they would give me free food.
Oh,
I
see.
Yes.
I didn't know Aramark even did concessions.
Yeah.
The things you still learn.
Yes.
So freshman year, I worked concessions for basketball games, baseball games, softball games. And I got to eat as much of the concessions that I wanted to.
That's so
And so
nice.
That was my meal. And so I guess I went all the way to get a job with Aramark to save some food money.
Mine's kind of food, too. I remember eating in the calf Friday nights, sometimes Saturday nights, just to save money. But anytime I'd eat in the stew, I never would get a drink. Just because, I don't know why, I just would never buy a drink. And so I would, like, eat some of my food and then go get a drink from the water fountain.
Yes.
And then go back and eat some of my food and get a drink from the water fountain.
That's funny.
I literally did that tonight before we came. I'm not even joking. I forgot my waters.
And so, water bottles.
Okay. I forgot my water bottle. I'll bring it next time. But some things never change, I guess.
I will say, whenever I first started at Harding, I didn't really realize how amazing DCB is. And so, like, I felt bad anytime I used it, which is just kind of funny. And so I really went a long time. Like,
I did too.
Probably not until the end of the semester where I actually started using it. And I was like, wait, I actually have a lot of money that, like, I could have been buying really good food with, and I just haven't.
I ate the calf so much. That's probably my thing. Yeah. And no offense to the calf now, but I ate it so much then. And I'm like, I'd rather just spend the money and eat something good at this point every once in a while.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. This is a bit of a change of pace, but how has your faith changed over the years since freshman year?
I'll go first. I think that in looking back at freshman year, I think that I very much was one of those like, yeah, I'm a Christian. I go to church on Sunday morning and just as much as I can, every opportunity I go. But in looking back, like, I just know that I did not actively live my faith or like live my life like I believe that there is a God, you know? And so like, I really, you know, I didn't really take care of myself just because, you know, you'd be out hanging out with friends till hours of the night and then you'd come back and do homework at curfew and then you'd get up and go to classes. And it's like, you know, I feel like I spent a lot of time doing other things rather than investing in myself and my faith. And so I think, you know, as the years went on and things, like, I've definitely grown a lot because I've been able to see people who do actively live their faith and, like, take the time to do that, and, like, take the time to invest in their walk with God and, like, that kind of stuff. And so I think that I've been able to learn a lot from the people that I've been surrounded with and have been able to do that for myself. So, like, I think that I have my own faith now where it's definitely not anything that my parents taught me and, like, it's all because, like, I've read in the Bible and, like, I've taken charge in that. So, yeah, I think that's, like, the biggest thing.
Let's see. Where to begin? So, I grew up going to a private Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee, a very small school. It was, you know, based in the Church of Christ. And so I grew up just, you know, hearing all of that stuff. And I also went to church every Sunday and every Wednesday. And so I was just drilled and drilled and drilled, just all of those beliefs. And it wasn't until college, even though I decided to go to another private Christian school, but it wasn't until I came here to Harding that I really got to see my faith become my own. Mm-hmm. Because I felt like I was just being spoon-fed my faith all throughout high school and middle school and elementary school. And here, it's not so much being spoon-fed. You know, there's the option of not paying attention in chapel, but like back in high school, if I didn't pay attention in chapel, I'd be called out by my teachers. There's the option of, you know, skipping your Bible class. There's the option of just not even paying attention to your Bible class. Mm-hmm. There's the option of not going to church every Sunday. You know, your parents aren't here to find that out, unless they track your phone. But mind you. but you know, there's just so many opportunities for you to just dissolve your faith. Mm-hmm. But I realized that I had to take control of my own faith. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm here at Harding and now that I'm away from home. And I've just been able to see so many different experiences and so many different people mm-hmm. throughout Harding. You know, not every single person at Harding is Church of Christ, mm-hmm. believe it or not. There are so many different religions, so many different denominations, and so many people who do not even believe. And so it's really unique to get to see all of those experiences and all those stories and hear all of that. And then also just, I went abroad to Greece, and so that was just life-changing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, anyone who went to Greece can attest to how much of a life-changing trip that is for your faith. And I'm sure the rest of the abroad programs do great things to your faith as well, to get that global perspective. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Greece just really changed everything. You know, we went to Israel, Jerusalem, same thing, but just all that stuff, you know. It's just incredible. I just would never have imagined getting to see all these places, all these people, hearing all these stories. Just never would have imagined getting that at just a small private Christian school in Searcy, Arkansas. So
yeah, I can relate to what you were saying, Luke. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people do. Just for 18 years, going to church every Sunday and Wednesday, and doing all the right things, and not always maybe completely understanding why, or just feeling like it's routine. But once you get to college and you can make those decisions, that lifestyle that either your parents or your guardians or whoever instilled upon you, those actions will produce feelings that later, you know, if you don't go to church one Sunday or if you skip chapel or don't pay attention to Bible class, you actually miss that spiritual awakening that you weren't even realizing you were having. Mm-hmm. And you can feed off other people and learn new ideas and that kind of different stuff. And so I think that's the biggest way my faith's changed is it's really become my own and not just my parents' faith, you know? And it's really become something that is a big part of my life, and because I want it to be, and not because anybody else wants it to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine's been kind of similar. I feel like my faith has like grown with my personality.
I agree with that.
When I like thought on about this, I didn't really like think about it beforehand, but like I've changed so much since my freshman year, and like my faith and my personality have grown so much, and it's only been 4 years. Like that's insane to me. But it's just been much more like my faith is much more constant and like just less dependent on others and much more just confident in how I feel and believe and all that kind of stuff and like why I believe those things. So I think it's just like kind of become much more steady and much more of like a rock rather than just a roller coaster for me. So
college is kind of like college years are dog years. They really are. They're extended out.
They just really are.
I think about back to the freshman year. It's been 2 years. 2 years. And in the grand scheme of things, that is nothing. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm like, I've got to do all of that again.
Trust me.
It's crazy.
No, it really is.
And along that same vein, this last question is a bit of a silly one. But it is also a thought-provoking one. If you, right now, were transported back into your freshman body, so you looked like you did as a freshman, but you still had all of your like memories from what's happened over the last 3 years. You had no other way to prove that you were from the future other than your memories. How would you go about convincing people that you are from the future? Does that make sense?
This is so hard.
I know.
I had a hard time with this because I was thinking, well, they're not going to believe me because they don't know that it happened, you know?
Yeah.
But it's an interesting question.
I feel like, I don't know if this is the answer you're all looking for, but but I feel like I would have to say something that's, like, going to happen, you know? Something that happened. I mean, that's, like, a very broad answer, and that has nothing to do with, like, the Harding community or anything. But I would have to say something like, on September 15th, 2016, this is going to happen, and everyone's going to be like, what?
Yeah.
When it does happen. I don't know.
Yeah.
I always have to provide proof that way and then just roll with it.
I feel like the best method of going about is, like, really starting with the little things of, like, you know, exactly. Like, just, like, having, like, a date of, like, oh, yeah, like, this thing happens, and, like, it does happen. People are like, what? Start believing you, and, like, you, like, keep, like, doing that, you know? And then, like, you, like, go with something big, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody would have told me my freshman year that I would be the co-director twice with Luke Humphrey, I would be like, what? Be like, no way. It's not going to happen. Like, that's just not going to happen. And so if I started off with that, I just know that people would, like, I would lose credibility. People would be like, no way.
Yeah.
That's true. You gotta start off with the little things, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think I would be tempted just to go up to the friends I have now that I had no idea who they were then and just be like, I know literally everything about you. And like, just start like spewing their life story and then they'd like run away and call public safety or something.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
So in a great way.
I would just don't know what I would do because I know
so
I'd see
funny.
Somebody and I'd be like,
That's a pretty good one.
Honestly,
like, you just tell them their deepest, darkest secret that you've ever person
so
you've never met.
But honestly, like, that's kind of campus now, like, whenever you follow somebody on social media, but then you don't, like, actually know them, and then you see them in real life, and you're like, I know.
Yeah. We're actually best friends.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I feel like just, like, a lot of different Harding, like, things that you learn, like, just things that we've been talking about, things that you learn later are, like, good things for that, too. Like, it's okay to use DCB. And it, like, obviously those aren't good to, like, tell that you're from the future. But you know what I'm saying? Like, different things like that.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, like, start living the way, like, as a freshman. Like, start living the way that you do senior year.
Yeah.
And as a freshman, and people are going to be like, what?
She's not a freshman.
She's not a freshman anymore.
Yeah.
No, people will be
like,
okay,
we're so different.
Yeah. No, people would just be like, okay, Lindsay, sit down.
Yeah. Like, okay, she's weird.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, if that ever happens to any of you, I hope that this has been, you know, a helpful discussion.
I like the just go up to someone and be like, so,
be
I know
careful,
this.
Yeah, no, make sure it's like daylight outside.
Yeah.
But Anyways, this has been so fun. I'm glad that you guys came.
Thanks for having us.
Shared your insights. And who knows, we might have you back on sometime.
Hey, it'll be fun.
But this has been a very good, very first podcast. And we hope that there are lots more to come. We will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ooh, Shockwave Radio.